Because again, the chalosa tluya is going on tonu, but not like this. That the chalosa tluya lo yachlim v'loy surfin. So Rashi, the chalosa tluya means kishosa sa betayra mishum safa kanelad lo rishon. Now this hemshach of the brayse before that we had before, that once you made gilgul, once you mixed together the dough already, and then if it became a safik tumam, so lochrus you have to make it betayra. You're not allowed to be matamar anymore. Even though you did not take off challah yet, but that's the Bryce held that chulin had chulin lechalom is kechalah dami. So again, as long as you made the dough that you already needed the water and the flour together, now if a suffolk tumah came upon this dough, so it has a locha kamat like challah. That's called chulin had chulin lechalom is kechalah dami, and therefore we had before it's also ligram tumah, you can't cause tumah to the challah. Therefore, there's like a mitzvah shmir on it that it can't be matamrit. And therefore you have to be noig b'tayra, you have to fix it off, finish it off, making a b'tayra to use kalim terim. But now the Brisa says though, the chalosa tluya, you should know, when you finish taking off the chala, l'mayis you can't eat this chala. Because the beginning there was a safek tuma. Therefore the din is the chalosa tluya is just hanging, meaning to say, loy oichlin, you're not allowed to eat from it, and v'loy sofer, you're not allowed to burn it either. Because maybe it's not tome, and it's also to burn, truma tayra. Now it says, "Biyeza sofik armor." What type of a sofik were we talking about before? So Rashi says, "Chloima biyeza sofik hutzuchu leimar chalosa tluya." What type of a sofik happened to this dough first that we say now it has a sofik din tumor on it? What type of a tumor? So Mora says, "Bisofik chala." By sofik that applies to chala. So Mora says, "My sofik chala." What do you mean to say? What type of a sofik applies by chala? So Rashi says it means besofik tuma and heges bechalo, but v'yena and heges bechulin, that does not apply to chulin. Gronik will soon see the case of nishon. Kenufarzak will soon explain. So now, what is this case of sofik chalo? So Mora says Abayi v'Rava damrit diamrit tavayu. Both Abayi and Rava both say shaloi toima, do not say that poichochos. We're talking about a tuma that's muchach. Poichochos means we have proof to say that it became tamei. Shanino, that's what we're learning about. Kumoi, what type of a case would that be? Shine Shavilin. The case where there are two roads, and one road has the mace there, one road is Torah, and you went down one of the two, you do not know which road you went down, or something like that. Rashi says, Kugoyin, Shine Shavilin. Echo Tome v'echo Tor, Sofek Holach v'tome, Sofek Holach v'tome, it's a Sofek, which road you went down. V'o Sveiki, that's a Sofek. To Mahanya B'chulin, such a suffix applies even to Chulin. Hatfulun Mechala. Avol Tumma Sheinu Mechachas Loi, but Tumma is not Mechachas and it does not apply. So Rashi says, no, you can't say that pshat. To Lo Yitzrach Lashminim, because the Afilu L'chulin Gered Anami Mahani, L'yoicho Chulin B'tayra. Look at Mani Nami Hochi, that this type of a Tumma even applies to someone that eats his Chulin B'tayra. So if he went down one of these two roads, he cannot eat it. So you don't have to tell me Yechidish, that applies to Chal also. Ela rather, what's the case here that we said besofik tumma of Chala, meaning to say a type of a tumma that only applies to Chala and does not apply to Chulin? What type of a sofik tumma is that? So when it says Ela benishon, a case of where your nishon, you're leaning one against the other. The Tanan learned like this, Zav v'tor sho yuporkim min achamor. He has two people, one of them has tumma zav on him, and the other person is Tor, and they're both working together, taking off the bundles off the donkey, or toinim, or else they're putting the bundles back on top of the donkey. So it says a lot like this, Bizman Shemason covered, if the bundles are very heavy, so then they move around a lot, then Tome. Then the Maisa, the person that's Tor, becomes Tome from the Zav. Mason Kab, let's say the bundles are light, then we say Tor, then we say he remains Tor. But this type of a tum here, the kulin turn the base of Knesset, for normal people, for chulin, it's taket tor. Utumeim, it only has the hilchos tumma, litruma, just for truma. So that's what we're talking about here now, b'chalosa tluya, means in a case where tumas nishon touch this dough. So even though you did not take off chala yet, but that's what the price holds, that chulin, hatfulin, the chala, is kechala dami. So Rashi explains now, el afilu b'nishon, there be sofik tumma. Sheinu Mechach is not for sure. The case was, Tommy Rashi says, why the Shema Mitoich HaKovid HaMasoi, since it's a heavy load to take off the donkey or put on the donkey, nishon zav al hator, could be the zav leaned and rested on the tor. V'nimtza tor masitza, like the tor is holding up the zav. Or the opposite way, or tor yinisa d'lo, maybe the one that's tor was leaning upon the zav. So that's just the Sophie Gatumah of Nishon, that maybe you leaned upon the Zav, or the Zav leaned on you. So this type of a Tumah is only Tumah for Truma, but not Lechulim. That's what it says, Tehurim Levnei HaKnesses, means Euchlen Chuleim Batairah, people that eat regular Chulim Batairah, they don't have to be Machmer in this type of a Sophie. Why? Shane says, Hesit Gomer, it's not really the Zav moved you. And the Choshren over here, that your Suffolk was only a Suffolk if he leaned on you or not. Therefore, this type of a Chumra, we only have Negeah to Truma or to Challah, but not Negeah to Chulin. So that's what the Bryce is talking about. Such a Suffolk Tumor, if it applies to this Gilgal, to this dough, you have to be careful to be Nigmarit the Tyra, but it still has a Loch of Tluya that Lo Yoichlin V'lo Yisarfin. He can't eat it and he can't burn it. Now the Gemara's question, is it true what the Bryce has said before? That the chulin hat fulun lechala. Kechala dami, if you have this dough, that you did not take off chala from it yet, just as tevil you're supposed to take off from it, that has a lochana like chalom, that's mekabel this tumor nishon, is that true? I've what Tanya would learn like this. That isha she tfulas yoim. You have an isha, let's say she was tummy, she touched the sheretz today, and she went to the mikvah in the middle of the day. So the Maisa, she still has a tumor tful yoim on until the night time, till her shemesh. So she's a tfulas yoim. Losha es isa. Let's say she's allowed to knead the dough. The koitza menachalos, and let her separate a piece that eventually she'll call it challah. Or menichta, before she calls it challah, let her put it down. Or menichta dechvisha oibian chusa. Let her put it down with two different types of kelim. Rashi says the pshute cleates the namakabotuma. Then umakefer, she should draw this piece that she set aside to nechala. She should draw it near the rest of the dough. And now the koral l'shem, and now she should call it chala. Why mifnei shushlishi? Because a tful yoim lemais is like yeshenu l'tuma, that it can only make a shlishi. Therefore, when she touches the dough at the beginning, she only makes it into a shlishi. Or shlishi tor b'chulin, and b'chulin there's no issur shlishi, it's only a sheni. So a tful yom cannot make a sheni, it only makes a shlishi. Therefore, she should let her work with the dough, make the dough, and even separate the challah. Just not call it challah. But our kopon, the question is, v'yamrit, if you're going to tell me that chulin has fulun l'challah, is k'challah dami that chulin that is supposed to have challah taken off from it? Has a locha now like chalom? If so, ho tamisinu. If so, here this tfulas yom, this isha, when she makes the dough and sets aside the chalom, she's being mitamarit because she's a sheni and she makes a shlishi. So by truma, a shlishi is possible. So and chalom has been like truma. So how could we say here that the isha is allowed to make the chalom, just set it aside, touch it? If you hold chulin, that's nitzvah, had full lechalat chalodom, it should be tummy already. Kumarin says, Amr Abaye says like this, Kol Shevadai Mitama Chulin, anytime if this person, the Tumah we have a doubt about, but let's say we know for sure it would have that Tumah, then that Tumah would even be Mitama Chulin, like the case of Nishon. Nishon over there, is our doubt is that maybe you amassed it, you moved the Zav. Now if for sure you touch the Zav, you become a Rishon Tumah. And a regional tumor, even zmatama, chulun to make it into a sheni. Therefore, gozru al sveikoi mishun chulun atfun lechalom. Therefore, in the case before this dough, even though you did not make challah yet, but since it's chulun lechalom, it has the chumah right now to say minasofik its tummy from that type of a tumor. Because if that would have been a vadai tumor, it would have been matama even chulun. But in our case over here, v'hai tful yoim, this isha that went to the mikveh ready today, Kivon the loy matama vade chulin. If for sure she would touch chulin, she would not be matama chulin. Because by chulin it is only a rishon and a sheni. And since its full yom is already a sheni, when it touches chulin, it can only make it into a shlishi. And there's no shlishi by chulin. And so since this full yom cannot be matama chulin at all, therefore I'll tell you, la gozer olav, mishum chulin atzul mechala.
Therefore, the Rabbanon did not make any gzeiros to say he should have the lochom of chulin, hatfulun lechala, should be lechala. Or as the Mitzvah says, before you take off chala, it's only chulin. It's not really chala. It's only chulin, but the Rabbanon to say that this table, this dough, that you're venturing to take off chala from it, right now has a din of chala. And right now is mekabel tumah. But it's only mekabel tumah from a chomadika tumah that it's vadai is even metame chulin. But here the tumah of a tful yom that even it's vadai is not metame chulin, therefore now it's not metame this tevel, even though it's hutfal lechala. So more is the question, is this true? I've omeis liyes shebenidom. That is the tumah we have venida, if anisha sees dam. That she's tumah lemafreim yes liyes. If we know for sure the Isha saw dam, she's a nida, she's a nava tumma. When she touches chulin, she makes it into rishna tumma. And still, we see the rabbanu were not machmir on a dough that's chulin mechala, that if the tumma is eis meisle, such as it should become tamei. What's the proof? Because the Yom Amar we learned before that kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, that the chulin shenasu ataris kodesh, but v'loy the chulin shenasu ataris truma. That we had before, this chumra of meis leis only applies to chulin shenasu ataris kodesh. If you watch it, eat it with the same type of atira that he touched him, then if the isha touched it before, so that is tamei. Mashenkin, if you only have chulin that shenasu ataris truma, then the lachas, even though this isha of meis leis touched it, it remains Torah we had before. So the Hav Minu is right now, the same halacha should apply to a chulin, hatfulin lechala. That a meis lei should not apply to it. Just like meis does not apply to chulin, shenasu atiris truma, who would then should not apply to chulin, hatfulin lechala. So Moritz says, no, there's a big difference. Hosam over there, leipsicha ba truma. There's no mixture of truma all over there. There the case is it's regular chulin. Just you're eating it the chumris of truma. You want to eat your chulin with the same type of attire that it's supposed to be truma. But there's no real truma at all in that chulin. Therefore, whatever we said the truma of meisle does not apply to it. But hach over here in our case over here, sicha but truma over here, this chulin, this dough, since it's nitfal for chala, that means eventually you have to take off challah from it, so it's food like this challah in it right now. So since there's like mixture of challah inside it right now, here there's a bigger chumrah. Here there's a chumrah to say that even the tum of meisle shebenida would be metamam this chulin hanitfolin lechala. The boys and hotels could be hunach meisle drabonim. Leave over this tum of nida, even though it's true what we're saying that a vada nida would touch this. Would touch chulin, the chulin would become tamei. But over here, this din of meisleis is only a chumim midrabbanan, like really midrais about it. We say she's only tamei from now when she sees the dam from now onwards, not from before. That's only a chumim midrabbanan. Therefore, since it's only a chumim midrabbanan on a tum that's only a chumim midrabbanan, here we do not make a din of chulin hatful nechala. Here we would not say it's tamei. So the bottom place speaks out. Afagav denisha namidrabbanan. Even though that we have before Nishon, that if we're afraid maybe you leaned one on the other, that's also on the Tumah Rabbanim. But Tumah Meis Leis Kil Tvei. Shein Shum Sofik Tumah Vishash Oiskim Atiris. So then really, that, and the day before, when she was icing Atiris, at that time there's no Sofik at all. Like she did not see at all. And later when she sees, we make the Tumah go back to Mafreya. So that's a complete Chumrim with Rabbanim. Mashengen, this Nishon, the Meis, there is a small doubt whether they touched one another. Right now, says even though Midirai sits tall, from Midirabon Makol Ponim Tomei, so such a tumor we there say applies even to chulin, hatfulun lechala, even to regular dough, before you take off the challah, but since eventually you're going to take off the challah from this dough, right now it's like, right now it has a locha like challah. Mashenka, the tumor of Neis lay, since it's only Chum Midirabon and Bechlau, at the time when she was Isaac in this Truma, in this Chala, there was not even a Suffolk of Tumah then. Senech Nami, the Tumah of Meisles does not go back to be Matama, this Chala, this Chulin, Hanitfonun Lechala. The same way we would not go back what we had before, on this chulin shenasu a tyrus atruma. The same way it does not go back, it could be that the second teres does not go back huadin on this chulin hatfulin lechala.
The other Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says that we had the more before, that Abo Noshim Dayin Shoson, there are four ladies that when they see Dam, they're only Tom Mikan Rabo, that do not have this new tumor of Meis Leis. Who are these? The Sulo means a girl that never saw Dam yet. So now the first time that she sees Dam, she's the only Tommy from then on, not from before. Mu Beres, a pregnant lady. Manika, a lady that's nursing. Uzakena, and an older lady that stopped seeing Dam already. And then she sees again, she says, only Tommy Mikan Labo. Now, Omer Rabbi Shua, Bishua says and argues and says, no, Anidloi Shemati Yela Besula. I only heard just one case. I only heard over that just a young girl that never saw yet, the first time she sees, is Dayan Shoson. But the other three I did not hear. Then as he holds that the other three would have a Tumamiyas Leis. Only Ibsula not. That's if you